Hello, and welcome to this Ideas Lab Predictor Pod Flash. It's a short bit of new information that's extra to our usual podcast series. Now, many of us have enjoyed the latest YouTube video that's gone viral. It's a clip of an 8-month-old baby laughing and laughing as he watches his dad rip up a piece of paper. It's guaranteed to put a smile on anyone's face, but could there be a scientific reason why baby Micah loves the sound of ripping paper so much? Joining me by phone is Dr. Jo McCleary, who is lecturer in developmental neuroscience at Birmingham University, and who also works in the university's dedicated baby lab. Dr. McCleary, I understand you're in the middle of a study which actually involves ripping up paper in front of babies.
Yes, that's right. What we're doing is we're looking at the brain processes that are involved in babies paying attention to and processing the body actions of other people.
So you're monitoring the baby's brain while you're ripping up... Who's ripping the paper?
We show a video of an adult ripping some paper, and also other videos of adults clapping their hands. And the reason we're doing this is that we're interested in how babies develop the brain regions that are specially involved in processing other people's actions. And so this seemed like a highly familiar action for a baby to see in their daily life. And so our colleague from the University of California, Rita Cheponiene, and we selected this stimulus.
And so what have been the reactions from the babies you've been testing? I'm guessing none has quite an extreme reaction that we saw in the YouTube clip, but how did the babies react?
No, they don't have such an extreme reaction. In part, that's probably because we're showing them videos as opposed to live interactions. So there's probably a little bit of difference there because there's a very strong social context. And I think that's what everyone finds quite amusing about this video clip on YouTube, is that there's a social context there. And actually, there's a sort of an underlying sort of adult social context that the baby doesn't understand about the job situation and so on.
Yeah, because he's ripping up a job rejection letter.
Right, exactly. But the baby does understand that there's a social interaction there and that babies have this special interest in other people's actions, and that's basically what we're studying.
I know this study is still ongoing, but how are the findings coming out?
Well, so far, what we're finding is that compared with other kinds of sounds, like helicopter sounds and ocean wave sounds, babies are showing a preference within the first quarter of a second of processing to really be more show more attention and more fluency in the processing of body action sounds. They also show this additional mechanism, which is that they tend to use the left side of the brain when they process the body action sounds, whereas the other sounds, they tend to process more on both sides of the brain.
So babies can have an innate understanding of when a sound's being produced by a person doing something and when a sound is just happening, and they're really interested in the people sounds.
I would say yes, they're very interested in the people sounds. So it's not clear how much of this is innate versus environmental experience with people, because they're looking at people all the time. But what's likely to be happening is that initially they have this early preference to attend to people and to sounds that come from people, and that this may be largely innate. But then that leads them to have a lot of experience with these kinds of stimuli. And then after they have this experience, then they develop these specialized brain areas that are sort of meant to process this information more deeply.
So for those of us who may be our parents, what does this say about good ways to stimulate and help develop our babies?
Well, I think even just simple things like this, like ripping paper with your baby, but more importantly, just interacting with your baby. Babies love to be interacted with, and they love the attention from other people. And you see this baby looking at the paper and then looking at the adult and so on and so forth. This is a very basic play mechanism, but probably a very, very important one.
I'm sure parents out there will be very pleased to know that creating such good entertainment can be so simple and completely free. Dr. Jo McCleary, thank you very much.
Thank you.